Thank you.
Of course, anytime, Patricia. And
Now,
just so that you are
I'm not
aware, just
hearing you. I'm putting you on speakerphone.
okay, no worries. And just so
Okay.
you are aware, this call may be monitored for training and quality purposes. And just so that you are fully aware. But as far as it goes, so I did figure out another way that we can get it connected. Can you go back to the printer for me, please?
Yeah, I'm here at the printer, but I did find the WPS and
Yes.
it was on, and I turned it off and turned it back on, but I'm not sure I'm connected now.
Nope, that's okay. Is the printer still showing those options to connect?
No,
So
it's
look at the screen and see if the Wi-Fi symbol is illuminated.
at the screen.
Yes.
No, let me just see if it's on my
Computer, your MacBook?
it appears to be on.
Good, I'm glad. Because
And
I turned on the WPS from my end.
okay.
So that's
All
why I was
right.
telling you that I have another way that I can get it connected.
Well, but now the oh, here. Okay. We're back to the menu. It says router about 5 seconds. Press OK. On this printer, now it says it's connecting.
Okay, good.
Connected.
There you go.
Okay, now it's the setup menu, and
Yep,
we
so you
don't
should be
want to
already
look.
connected. So you can just press the return button on the menu. Since you did get the visual confirmation that it is connected, then you are all set. Let me take a
This
look.
is set here for fax settings.
Nope, that's okay. You can actually exit the settings menu altogether. I actually see the Canon printer connected to your router.
You do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. And how did you do that?
So on my back end, we have access to the router to see which devices are connected and also to see whether there's poor connection with the devices. What I ended up doing was turning on the WPS from my end, so that it could connect since it was already on the WPS menu on the Canon. And that way, that was actually easier to do rather than trying to type in the
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to deal with the fax settings.
No, you could just press the return button.
Yeah.
And it should bring you back to the copy menu, and all that. So that would be just normal, what it would normally come up with.
Yeah, it's staying on the fax settings. It doesn't want to go back.
Press the home button. There should be a home button.
I don't have a home button.
Oh, okay. Remind me which buttons you have.
I have the reverse sign and a left arrow, a right arrow, and an okay.
Okay, and then there's no other buttons other than
To
that?
go back to the menu.
Yes.
Because I don't want the setup menu for fax settings.
Oh, yeah, I would just press right arrow, see if it gives you
Yeah,
another
I'm
option
trying. Oh, here's
to skip
maintenance.
it.
Template grid. I'm trying to get back to Inc. information setup menu, web service setup, but we've done that, right?
Yes, we've already done the internet setup. So web service setup would be completely different.
Of the setup menu.
Correct.
Quiet. I'm pressing the setup menu and.
So press tools again just to get out of it.
Press hold what?
Oh, I was just saying press tools. Because I know you said that there was a tools button.
Tools again.
Yeah.
Okay. And now it says setup menu wireless LAN setup.
Nope, we definitely want to get out of that. So just press and hold the return button.
It's not moving.
Okay.
From the set menu.
Nope, that's okay. Another thing you can do is you can press the power button and then turn it back on. Oftentimes.
Yeah.
That's the simplest answer to that with my printer. It just clears everything and then you can turn it back on and it'll automatically connect back to the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And now that it has all the settings for the Wi-Fi, it will definitely reconnect at that point.
Ah, it's talking to it. Okay. You're right. It's on copy again.
Yep. So that's the main menu that you would want to leave it at. And then when it comes to updating the firmware, you'll want to go through the printer app on your computer if you have it on your MacBook.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So you won't have to do anything more with the physical printer unless it's swapping out the ink.
unless it's running out of ink.
Exactly. Or out of paper.
Okay.
Just put the new paper in.
Okay. So I'm looking for my printer icon.
So you should have the
should be down at the bottom, right?
You should have the application that says Canon PIXMA. You can actually search it up in the search bar.
Okay. So, okay, even my mouse is working. So we want the Canon.
Because I'm sure you downloaded, in order for it to be installed on your computer, whoever helped you with that should have been able to download
Canon. Yeah, it was installed there. So I can't tell right. It didn't find. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, and I see it's the MX490, by the way. So if ever anybody asks you what your printer is, you tell them it's the MX490.
Okay, the MX490. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yes,
yes. You should definitely be able to print something out. I would advise trying something to make sure, but I mean, as long as you have your printer already installed on your MacBook, as long as both the printer and the MacBook are connected to the same Wi-Fi network, it should be able to find it.
Okay. All right. And if not, what is your name?
My name is CJ.
CJ?
CJ, like C as in cat, J as in joy.
Oh, CJ.
Yes.
You have been very helpful and very patient.
Of course. Hey, no problem. And anyway, I used to help my mom out with this stuff all the time, so don't worry. It's kind of refreshing.
Okay.
It's something that I sometimes miss.
Okay.
But
all
I also
right,
used to work for an electronics
you.
store, back when Best Buy was still in Kingston. I worked for them for like 4 years. So I'm used to helping people yeah. with these situations as well. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I hope you're happy to be working for ArchTop Fiber.
Oh, absolutely. It's something that I've always enjoyed doing is helping people, and having the technological in the know, so to speak, it really does help.
Right.
And I can also translate it into simpler terms, whereas, you know, a lot of people who are very technologically inclined sometimes keep it too technological.
I know. No,
so you having the experience in explaining everything to my mother, I mean, it kind of helps me be that kind of a translator. It's always
yes.
refreshing, and it's something that I enjoy a lot. So,
well, if they asked me to give you a recommendation, I will.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
But if ever you do have any other questions or issues, just let me know. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. Absolutely.
Okay. And it says 24/7 tech support at 855 ArchTop.
Yes.
It's very strange.
Honestly, the best time to get a hold of one of us is definitely during the day. You'll have better luck during that time. I will tell you that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Patricia. And okay. I hope if there's any other questions, please let me know that I can possibly answer right now. If not, I mean, I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Thank you. Let me just try printing.
Yes,
something.
Go ahead.
While you're here.
Yeah, that way we can get down to the bottom of it for you. I mean, it's amazing. My kids know more than I do nowadays. And the lingo is just getting so confusing.
I don't have any kids, so.
No, but it's interesting because I've got an eighth grader, and she laughs at me all the time because there's new slang that these kids have like created. And I'm like, I still have, like, I've had to ask her at least 20 times what a specific word means. And she just laughs at me like, poor mom, she's getting old. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Okay, now it does say when my printer comes up, no printer selected.
Nope, that's okay, because then that's when you have to select it.
There's my Canon. Okay. Great.
Yep, that's when you would typically select the printer. If you have more than one printer, it usually comes down with a drop down to go ahead and select which printer you want to use.
I have one printer here and one in Ecuador where I live in the winter.
Oh, but that must be so beautiful though.
I'm about to go to Italy and I need to print a few things before I go.
Whereabouts are you going?
To Venice. Have you ever
been there? I've never been to Venice, but I've been to Rome. And I guess I don't really remember much of it, but I used to live in Milan.
Oh, this is perfect. It's working.
That's amazing. Oh, of course. Anytime, Patricia. I'm glad that I was able to help.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom, she used to live in the Caribbean when it came to the wintertime.
Oh, yes. And where does she live otherwise?
So, she typically lives in Dutchess, at least she used to. And then my father and her still own the property in St. Barts. So.
Oh, St. Barts.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Well,
can be a little bit pricey, but it is definitely an island that definitely needs to be seen. We have some clear waters. Not as beautiful as the Bahamas, but we do have our clear days.
Well, I live up in the southern Andes in the mountains, so.
Oh, that's got to be beautiful, though. I mean, the views must be incredible.
Well, yes, we're surrounded by mountains, and it's a very culturally rich, historic city, and I live in the historic district, so it's
That's gotta be amazing, though, very different
than living here.
Oh, of course. Anywhere else in the world is very different than living here. I mean, even back at home in France, everything's slower paced. So.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, absolutely, Patricia. And just let us know if you have any other questions or if ever you run into any kind of issues, just let us know. We'll be more than happy to help in any way that we can.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week, and good luck on your trip to Italy.
Thank you.
My father's been to Venice. My mother's been to Venice. I have yet to go. But one day.
Your life's not over yet.
Oh, absolutely. I actually have plans on traveling to the Netherlands next year, so.
And I'm going back. Maybe for the last time, because I'm almost 82.
Oh, bless your soul. I mean, you're still young. There's still quite a few years left. I mean, you're only as young as you think. If you allow your age to prevent you from doing things, then it will.
I think I'm 50.
I mean, my mother looked like she was 50 when she was 75, so... but yeah, no, actually, in Kingston, I met someone who was 87 years old, and he was very, very muscular and very fit. And I could not even believe that he was 87 years old, but he was. He even showed me his ID. So it really puts into perspective that, you know, you can basically still do anything up until, you know, any age, basically.
Yeah. As long as you keep moving.
Yes. It'll keep your muscles going and it'll keep you young.
Yes. Well, thank you, CJ.
Oh, of course. Anytime. But yeah, don't let the age prevent you from doing what you love.
Well, it hasn't so far. I still drive a 6-speed sports car.
That's awesome. Yeah, see, I was supposed to learn stick shift, but I never got to learn. But I do love my sports cars, too. But, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But let me know if ever there's anything that you need. Please just reach out, and we're more than happy to answer any questions. And if you ever have an issue, we're more than happy to send out a tech if we absolutely need to.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, I didn't think I could do this, but we've done it together.
But see, I told you we could definitely walk you through it and you'll feel accomplished.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Patricia. Have a wonderful rest of your week and good luck on your trip. Have a safe trip.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.